Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Hey, I've got a great show for you today. I've got a great guest with me today for you. Now, this is a fellow he's been around Lifestyles for a number of years now and has a very interesting story to tell. And he's done some real good stuff in the multifamily space, including buying his own apartment complex as an independent rental owner. We call that an IRO for short. And we'll get into that a little later in the show today. He's also one of our free workshop presenters here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So today I've got Chuck with me on the show. Hey, Chuck, welcome. How are you doing today?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you.
Awesome. Well, thank you for joining me this morning. Now, we actually met at a free workshop. This was a few months ago, and we were both sitting in the back row, and I noticed you had the expo tag on. We were both there just to hear the presentation again, and I have to say, I was very excited when we got to talking afterwards to hear about your apartment deal up in Denton. But let's get into that a little bit later in the show. Can you start us off and share a little bit of your story and how you got into real estate investing and how you found Lifestyles?
Sure. Well, it all started out with one of those phone calls that no one wants to get from human resources. I'd been working with a company for about 8 years in the medical surgical industry. I'd been in the industry for 35 years with big companies like J&J and Medtronic. And this latest company gave me a phone call on Friday afternoon, and I thought it was just a regular conference call. But what it was an announcement of a big reorganization. Where basically they gave a lot of us a package and invited us to leave. So, that get that kind of sick feeling in the pit of your stomach, because at the time I had two kids in school, one in high school, one in college. And luckily for me, I had been doing very well with the company, and the VP of sales came along and said, if you're willing to relocate, we will go ahead and give you this promotion, and you'll be a regional VP of sales, but you're going to have to go to Omaha or St. Louis or someplace else. Well, back when this happened, there weren't a lot of jobs around. So I decided, we're going to go ahead and I'm going to do this. We'll keep the kids and my wife here in Dallas, and I will go to St. Louis and take this promotion and job. And for the next 2.5 years, I was yo-yo man. Going back and forth from St. Louis to Dallas every 2 weeks until I got another phone call from the very same company with exactly the same message, getting laid off for the second time in really just under 3 years. And this time there was no other job available. And, at the time, I had one who was, a junior, a senior in high school and a junior in college. So big armloads of money going out every month. And I am now unemployed and in my late 50s. And at that point, I decided, I need a plan B. And I had had a couple of rent houses in the past, one in Los Angeles, the very first home I ever bought. I had rented out after I moved to my next house. And another one just outside of Honolulu. My wife is from the islands. And after 10 years, I basically broke even on those houses. So although I enjoyed owning them, it was not a real profitable venture for me.
Did you say after 10 years?
Yes. 10
oh, wow.
years in Los
okay.
Angeles. And I managed to break even. Yeah.
Okay. Not following the Lifestyles model, clearly.
Exactly. Not following the Lifestyles model. Not even close. So at that point, I decided to, interestingly enough, try to find a mentor. Even though I didn't really know about Lifestyles at the time, we had some very dear friends. Our kids had grown up together, gone to school, went to the same church, a husband and wife, and they were physicians, emergency room physicians, and I knew that they owned several rent houses. So we invited them to lunch, and we're picking their brain, and told them that I'm interested in getting back into real estate just to have something to do and get an income stream going. while, you know, I'm in between jobs at the time. And they said, believe it or not, this is exactly what they said. You know, before we tell you about what we did, you know, don't do it the way we did. You need to go right to Lifestyles Unlimited. And my wife had been listening to the radio show, but I really didn't know what Lifestyles was. So I started looking it up online, you know, started listening to Dell on the radio. And just about 3 years ago, I ended up at a free workshop. And it made a lot of sense. My wife and I ended up joining at the basic level and going to the 2-day workshop. And at that point, we thought, you know, we can do this. You know, this would be a good thing to do. Let's go out and buy some houses. Let's go buy some rent houses. And that was the plan right up until the point where I went to, you know, the bank that had the mortgage on my house. And they were telling me, no, we can't give you a loan because you don't have a W-2. And I'm like, excuse me? Seriously? You have the mortgage on my house now. I've never missed a payment. I have enough cash to buy this rent house, you know, outright for cash. And it's against their rules to give me a loan. Now, at the time, I wasn't aware of the kind of loan devices that you could get through Lifestyles. I hadn't really done that much homework yet and gotten involved. And I probably could have gotten a loan from some local bank at a higher interest rate that probably wouldn't have made a lot of sense, you know, to buy the home at that interest rate. The profit margin would have been cut into. So we went back to the 2-day again 3 months later after, you know, working through all of this. And at that point, we joined at that preferred investor group level because we decided you don't need a W-2 if you go multifamily. It's based on the income of the property, not on your income. And at that point, that's when we started investing passively and started looking for our first multifamily property.
Very good. Well, I'll tell you what, that's a great place to stop. They're pushing us out with the music. We're going to head into a break, and when we come back, we'll carry on a little bit with the story. I want to hear a little bit more about going from plan A to plan B to plan C when the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show here continues in just a second.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for 29 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. This is Andy Webb, and today we're providing you with a more effective roadmap to your financial freedom. And today we're talking with Chuck. Chuck is, he's been with Lifestyles for a number of years now, has actually bought his own apartment complex. We'll get into that here in a little bit. And is also now presenting. He's got a great wealth of experience and knowledge, and is now a presenter at our free workshops. And a lucky few people braved the storms this past Thursday. If you were in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, you know, after a parched, dry, drought-ridden September, we finally got hammered with some good old-fashioned Texas thunderstorms. But some folks actually made it out there. That's some dedication. And I'll tell you, those are some folks that clearly see the roadmap, know their destination, and are driven to get there. So to you, Chuck, congrats as well for getting out there given the weather. Now, I want to dial back to something you said earlier. Now, you were initially about to be let go, were given a new opportunity to kind of re-up with the company in a different role, in a different location, and then after a few years, the hammer came down again, and that was that. And that, if I'm doing my math correctly, that must have been, around about 2015, 2016? So the economy was kind of coming up. We weren't in the tanks at that. Okay. And what's interesting to me when I listen to your story, you know, we're, you know, looking at the economy right now, we're basically, we're at full employment. We're at a high rate of employment for, what is it, the past 50 years. So, people that want to work, they can find work, but you know, we've been growing for such a long period of time. It's a record growth period in our cycle. At some point that's going to turn. And I have to wonder, you know, maybe from your experience, who do you think they're going to let go when the economy does start to soften or whatever it does, decline, who typically in your experience is let go when companies have to cut back, tighten the belt, that sort of thing?
Yeah. You know, technically there's no age discrimination on paper. But honestly, more than once in my career, you know, I am fairly certain that I was replaced by a couple of guys they were paying half as much that were half my age. And I got to believe there's a lot of people out there, you know, that are like I was. I mean, I was in my late 50s when this all happened, and I was able to go out and get some job offers that, you know, paid half as much and with twice the travel. So I could have gone back again and gotten back into the grind again, but honestly, I was kind of looking for the off ramp to that corporate life. You know, I just didn't want to work for two or three more years and then get laid off again. It just, to me, it was kind of a depressing situation. So
yeah, it's
I believe there's a lot of guys like me out there. You know?
Absolutely, you're in that kind of negative cycle there, and it's interesting as the economy generally becomes more global. I think we see that quite a bit where people that are, you know, as you work through your career, you get older, you get more experience, you get more pay, and that makes you very low hanging fruit for the CFOs in the companies to cut you loose, and then like you said, go find a couple of maybe less experienced people that they can tolerate and train here in the U.S. or again as a global economy. I see folks moving offshore quite a bit to India, to other parts of Asia Pacific and so on. So there's a definite risk there. And I guess the message I would have for the listener is if you are, you know, progressing along and getting that higher salary, be careful, you know, start to think about that off-ramp plan that Chuck just spoke about and how you might prepare yourself for, you know, that eventuality that the hammer does strike, you know, against you as well. So you mentioned plan A was try to find another job. That wasn't working out. Plan B was to get into the single family. That wasn't working out due to the lack of W-2 income. And W-2, that just means earned income. You show that you're an employee on your tax return, basically. So you moved to plan C. And let's say C stands for commercial, right? Apartments. So talk a little bit about that, getting into the passive deal. So you said you did start out with the passive investing before you got into the deal yourself. What was that like? What did you look at in terms of leads? And how did that whole atmosphere and that landscape at Lifestyles help you go down that path?
Well, after you've been hanging out at Lifestyles for a while and you start attending the case studies and you know, even go back to the two-day more than once, you start running into people there that are actually pretty amazing people. I mean, a lot of these people, you know, have a lot of money in the bank and have been very successful, but the amazing thing is they are totally willing to share everything about the investments that they've made and how they've done and who they've invested with. So, you know, the first thing I started doing with my wife was going around and meeting people and asking, hey, you know, who should I talk to here about, you know, doing passive investing? And they would steer me to, okay, talk with that guy over there. He has a whole bunch, and this guy over here. And so the next thing you know, you're talking with some of these super passive investors who have got many, many deals. And the question that I was asking them is, okay, who have you invested with and would you invest with them again? And if you start getting the same answer from several of those people, you can pretty well be assured that if you can get in on a deal with some of those lead investors, that you're going to be doing okay. And so my wife and I were looking for the kind of deals that would replace our income. I mean, I saved pretty well over the course of my career, so we did have money in the bank to live on, but I was still well short of when I wanted to retire, so I would have, you know, I needed some money to pay the mortgage, so I wouldn't have to pull everything out of savings. So we got into a passive deal in December of 2016, another one in January of 2017, And both of those started giving us a quarterly distribution check within 6 months, which was awesome because, you know, the toughest job you have then is going to the mailbox and pulling a check out every 3 months. So that's the kind of job I like, actually.
That's it's a great job to have, isn't it? And I'll tell you, I think it's a common misconception. You mentioned having the money in the bank, and I think a lot of people still focus on that 1 million or 2 million, whatever the number is nowadays. But that's a declining asset. If that's what you're relying on, you're going to deplete that over time. And if you miscalculate, you're going to be getting back on that on-ramp to get back into the corporate life, aren't you? So by putting those passive investments into place and getting that mailbox money quarterly, you can't go wrong. And that's something you can only grow over time, right?
Exactly right. And not only that, that portfolio that's in the bank that was in my IRA and in my regular investment portfolio, it's all in stocks and bonds. I mean, what are we pushing now? The longest bull market in history? If maybe the second or the first longest bull market, it's not a matter of, you know, if the market is going to go down at some point, it's when. And I don't think any of us knows when that's going to happen. And to me, that's just really scary. So the fact that I can put this into real estate and get that guaranteed money every quarter is really adds a lot to my peace of mind.
Absolutely. And we say it on the show all the time. You make your money five ways, six ways if you're in apartments. And I'll tell you, like you said, it's not if it's going to go down, it's when. And I would say the ancillary question of that is also how far, you know, how big is the drop going to be? If we're lucky, it's a blip, right? But if we're unlucky, it's another 40% drop like we saw back in 08, 09. And that's what scares me. You know, I was talking with my father-in-law a few weeks ago. He's headed into retirement this month. He's relying on those retirement accounts, and that's what that's all he has. And if it drops, he's in trouble. So we're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to hear from Chuck about the deal he did up in Denton as an independent rental owner. If you have any questions for Chuck or myself today, you can give us a call at 855-497-4335. Again, that's 855-497-4335, or send me an email to askandy@luinc.com, and we'll continue with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show in a moment.
Get total freedom in your life, safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working until you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. 29 years ago, Dell Walmsley founded Lifestyles Unlimited. Dell has taught over 100,000 people, just like me and you, the principles of financial freedom through his national radio shows and personal one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that has changed so many lives. This workshop takes you inside what we do and what we believe. We'll share with you the five ways we make money in real estate and much more. Just like your personal trainer, the Lifestyles Unlimited team will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to register for the workshop that will change your life. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
We are back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. This is Andy Webb, and I'm happy to be with you today, and I'm happy to have Chuck on board with me today as well. And today we've been working on your financial freedom by kind of walking you through the path that Chuck followed, how he found Lifestyles, got involved with the real estate investing, became a passive investor in a couple of multifamily deals. And in a second, we're going to talk about what I think is a classic deal where Chuck took down his own apartment complex. Before we get to that, I do want to tell you that we are doing giving you an offer for the month of October. It's the Founders Special, and it's for the Financial Freedom Program. Now, I'm going to offer you this, and I'm going to shortcut Chuck, because if you take this deal, you don't have to go to the free workshop. You can, and I recommend you do, because there's a wealth of knowledge there. But in part, we're celebrating the opening of the Phoenix office. We're opening an office over in Phoenix, Arizona. And in fact, if you're listening in Phoenix, you know, there will be a 2-day event coming up very soon on October 19th and 20th. And I hear there are just a few spots left. But if you do want to take advantage of the Founder Special and join us at the Financial Freedom Program level, go to buymylifeback.com. That's B-U-I, buymylifeback.com. And at the bottom, there's a place where you can put in a promo code. The promo code is my name, Andy. Hit apply, and that's going to drop the price to a measly $240, which is a great rate. You know, you heard from Chuck. He started this way. I started this way by going to the free workshop, getting involved at the Financial Freedom Program level, seeing what's out there, understanding the roadmap, really dialing in that clarity. And then we both explored different routes. I single family, Chuck multifamily, and we took that to the next level with lifestyle. So I want to talk about, Chuck, I want to talk about the next level. So you got into those passive deals, and I was real excited when you and I were talking at the free workshop where we met a few months ago, when I heard that you are an independent rental owner, an IRO for short, because that's kind of the direction my wife and I are looking to go. So I'd like to hear how you got into that. What, you know, what made you switch gears from being a passive to being a, you know, a lead in essence on your own deal, and how you found the deal. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. Well, we had done the two passive deals, and we knew that those have to percolate a while before you start seeing the cash flow. But we had really, we really dove into lifestyles and started doing all the online training and went to every case study we could go to. Well, we ended up going to a case study in December of 2016, and that was a real eye-opener for us, and it was a couple that owned this little 16-unit building up in Denton. And we, one of the things that I love about lifestyles is the fact that everything is so open and transparent. And so they were sharing all of their numbers and, you know, the rehab that they were doing and who they were using. And we're looking at these numbers, and my wife kind of pokes me in the ribs and goes, you know, one or two of those and that we'd be done. I mean, that's literally all we would really need to maintain our lifestyle. And so we did the case study with that, and we were looking at that. And then following the case study, we had already at that point joined at that preferred investor group level, and we went on the road trip to this little property up in Denton. And it was really cute, had a great location. We were not looking for a major rehab project, and the good news there is that the Lifestyles owners had already done a good deal of the rehab, but there was still plenty left to do, you know, plenty of upside left. So we thought, you know what, this is the kind of deal we need to look at, because that way we can start getting money right away. You know, once we do one of those deals, there's income immediately, not, you know, waiting 6 months or 9 months or a year before these passive deals start giving you those regular checks. Well, lo and behold, we get along to March, and because of the fact that the leads that had this property had done so well with it, they were, you know, starting to get offers where their pro forma said they should be 2-3 years down the road. So they decided to talk with the realty arm of Lifestyles and say, look, if any of the internal people would like it, we'll certainly give them a better deal than, you know, if we throw this thing out on the multiple listing service next month. Well, one of the realtors at Lifestyles knew that this is the kind of thing we were looking at, gave us a call, and we tagged the property. And I know that's something that you may need to explain, but we ended up as the third tag. The first two people interested were lead investors who dropped out because there just wasn't quite enough meat on the bone for them. And we ended up being the person that, okay, we're ready to go. What do we need to do? But we had no idea at the time how to proceed with this. So the realtor at Lifestyles, the person at the finance company, and can I mention who that is?
Sure, go ahead.
Ricardo Hinojosa at Old Capital just basically took us by the hand and walked us through literally just every step of the way, made it so easy and so comfortable. I mean, it's a scary thing when you're writing that big check and you don't have a huge amount of experience, but you realize from Lifestyles that the people behind you there that are helping you along, they know exactly what to do.
They have the experience, yeah.
Exactly. So we ended up on the 30th of June, 2017, closing on this 16-unit building up in Denton. And it has been a godsend for us as far as getting that income in and replacing the income I lost from the job.
That is great. That is a great story, and I like to hear that. Like I said, my wife and I have been discussing for some time now shifting gears, and it, coincidentally, we don't know if I've ever mentioned this, we have 16 houses that we manage, so we've got a 16 unit as well. Just ours is spread all over the darn place. Not that we go out to these houses, but it's a little bit different, and I can imagine the management of a 16 unit where everybody's in one place is probably a little bit easier, isn't it?
Well, now here's the thing. When we got our loan, it was a Freddie Mac loan, and they have different rules than some. And basically what they said is, even though I'd been, you know, a regional vice president of sales with a $35 million yearly budget and 14 people reporting to me, that they didn't want me managing, you know, a 16-unit apartment building with $150,000 a year in annual revenue. Because I wasn't qualified. So exactly. So what they said is you have to have a third-party management company. And we found a lifestyles vendor who actually had an office a mile from our building, and they have been managing the property for us. And not that I don't think I could. I think I would actually be very good at it. But what we decided after the first year is that there's still enough income coming from that property that we can keep the management company because they've done a good job for us. And, you know, not getting those 3 a.m. phone calls that the toilet is backed up is a good thing. They get all those phone calls instead of me. Now, I am still very involved in the property when it comes to the rehab of the units. I do the ordering of all of the appliances and the cabinetry and materials because I like to keep my hand in. We do visit the property pretty regularly, and just to make sure that, you know, things are running smoothly. And other than that, you know, I get an income statement and paperwork monthly, and usually a few phone calls, and that is the extent of my management property at this point.
That is great. That is really great to hear, because we self-manage our houses, and just knowing my personality, I'd probably go that direction in my mind anyhow on the multi side. But hearing that you're able to keep that in place, that takes what otherwise might have been a less passive deal and really puts it up in that passive category for you. Now, you choose to maintain a little bit of control around the rehabs and whatnot, which I think is great. You do want to have that power and play there, but That is awesome to hear. And I do want to come back. You mentioned the word tag, and that's something that's interesting within the lifestyles environment is, you know, we don't want to be out there bidding against each other, bidding the prices up on a property. So a tag is what allows you to kind of stake your claim, take a first look. If you're not interested, it goes to the second in line, and in your case, the third in line. Hey, we're going to continue here in just a minute with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I want to explore a couple more topics with Chuck. I want to hear a little bit more about the IRO up in Denton. Denton, by the way, is north of Dallas-Fort Worth, a big hub with a great university and a lot of demand. And we'll talk about that more when we continue.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow? For the next couple of days? For a week? A couple of months? A year? How long until you lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. This is Andy Webb, and I've got Chuck with me today. And ahead of the break, we were just diving into his experience as an independent rental owner, which means you have gone out and bought a complex by yourself. You're not part of a JV, a joint venture, not part of a group. You're not buying a membership in a what's called a private placement memorandum, which is how a lot of folks get in as passive investors. A lead controls the deal, and you just put your money in, which is an awesome, great way to go. I strongly encourage that, to get the experience and really to get that passive income flowing. But independent rental owner, that's your deal. That's your baby. You're in control. Or, as we heard from Chuck, you can hand that off to a property management company as well and take it a little bit more passive. Now, we were talking, Chuck, over the break about some of the certifications that you and your wife have looked at. And these are things I'm familiar with from, again, just being in the lifestyles environment for so long. But can you talk to us a little bit about what you've done to make yourself a better, a better apartment investor?
Sure. Besides all of the, I dove into all of the classwork I could take on the lifestyles member only portal, which is just a start 200 hours worth. We also joined the Apartment Association of Greater Dallas. They have an entirely separate education program, including some designations, which if you're thinking about being an independent rental owner, I would highly recommend that you take. The first one that both my wife and I have is the IROP, the Independent Rental Owner Professional designation, which is really only, I think it's 2 days of classwork. It's usually done over a weekend, and then you have to take a test after that, and obviously pass the test by a certain margin to get that designation. And it really does cover a lot of, leasing up and lease audits and marketing and, just the day-to-day management things that would be really useful if you decide you want to go out and run your own property. There are other designations, certified apartment manager. I actually went back because I'm kind of a handy guy anyway. I understand, Andy, you're kind of in that group as well.
Right.
I have all of my own tools. I actually love to tinker around. And there is a designation called CAMT, Certified Apartment Manager Technician, or Maintenance Technician, excuse me, CAMT. And that's 9 days of classwork that you go through everything, heating and air conditioning, plumbing, electrical. You have to take a pretty extensive test. It's about a two-hour test after you go through the class and to get that CAMT designation. And I did that not necessarily because I want to do my own work, but I want to know what those guys that are working on the air conditioning are doing. There are obviously not lifestyles vendors, but I know there's some pretty shady folks out there, and I would like to know what they're doing and just be able to ask the right questions when it comes to the maintenance of my building and even my own home. I've used what I've learned there a couple of times already. So those things are something I would certainly recommend through the Apartment Association. And it supports you legislatively if you're going to be involved in the multifamily or even single family rental business. You need to make sure that those governmental rules stay in our favor. God bless Texas. It's a great place to be an owner or a passive investor.
Absolutely.
But I know there's a lot of other states where the laws have just been getting pretty flaky.
Yeah, rent control in California is one example that immediately comes to mind. The governor, I believe, just signed that bill, which is unfortunate. But yes, the AAGD is great. My wife and I are actually members. Even though we're single family investors, we're considered independent rental owners in that sense as well. And she as well has gone through the IROP course. Like you said, it was a 2-day course. So there are definitely a lot of options out there to prep yourself to become become that better investor. Whether you're talking about single family or multifamily. And I want to kind of shift gears a little bit because I actually listened to a podcast that Dell had with you a couple of years ago ahead of something called our Multifamily Masters Tour. And I will mention before we dive into your experience there that we actually have that coming up, the Multifamily Masters Tour 2019 here in Dallas, Texas, just in a few weeks. That's October 25th. That's a Friday. And then Saturday, October 26th here in Dallas. Well, I'll let you talk a little bit about that tour and your experience. Now, you were not there as a participant in the bus riding around looking at other people's apartments. You were presenting your new deal, right? How did that go? What was that like?
Well, it was very hectic, mainly because I had one open unit at the time, and we were right in the midst of rehabbing that unit when I was asked to do the master's tour, and I knew that it was going to be pretty close to the wire as far as getting the unit finished. Well, literally, the guys that were working on the painting and the trim work finished the night before the master's tour. And so there were, I think, 5 busloads of people that came through that apartment building the following day. I mean, it was actually, for me, it was quite an honor to be asked on the master tour. There were very large communities, apartment communities, that were on that tour with some really experienced lead investors. And here's little old Chuck with his little 16 unit up in Denton. I was by far the smallest on the master's tour. But I think what they wanted to do is show people out there that, you know, anybody can do this. And you can be your own apartment owner. You don't have to get in a passive deal if you think you have the experience and the desire, that you can do your own deal as well. So, but that was literally busload after busload where they asked me to go in, talk with everybody. I answered any question they might have about, you know, how did I get the financing? How did I find the property? You know, anything. I just tried to be as transparent as possible to any question that may come up. And it was really a lot of fun. The only thing that I was disappointed about is I couldn't be on the bus to go see all of the other properties out there, because there were some of those that I would have loved to have seen. I mean, I had to stay at the property all day and you know, go bus after bus after bus as everybody came through to see the apartment.
But the good news, as we were talking about earlier, is you will be on this tour coming up here in October. Not your complex, but you will be riding the bus with everyone else as a participant, going out, checking out, what is it, four apartments here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, right? You will be on the bus with all our guests.
I will be on the bus,
awesome.
You know, and I'm thinking it'll be much more relaxing than having my own building there.
Good stuff. I'm going to miss that due to a wedding, so take good notes for me if you don't mind, and have a good time out there. And to the listener, I'll say, you know, I've mentioned this on earlier shows, the Multifamily Masters Tour is a great place to get out there. Like Chuck said, ask questions, right? We're very open book at Lifestyles Unlimited, which is one of those things that really helps everybody grow, right? Rising tide lifts all ships. So we're very transparent there. And it's a great place to network. I mean, guys like Chuck will be on those buses as well. You never know who you're going to be sitting next to. So come prepared, you know, have your thinking cap on, have some questions ready to go. Because you're going to learn a ton, you know, I'm sure you've experienced this too, the 2-day workshop that we offer. A lot of the events I go to, it's like drinking from a fire hose. I always come away saturated with new knowledge, so to speak. And it's just wonderful. Now I want to shift gears one final time and ask you, you're now doing the free workshop here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. What is that like? Can you tell us just a little bit about that? I've got a minute and a half or so that we can talk about on that topic, if you don't mind.
Sure. When they first started talking to me about doing the free workshop, I mean, obviously they knew my background. I'd been in sales and marketing, so I'd done a lot of public speaking. And one of the questions that piqued my interest is, you know, well, why would you want to do it? And the reason that I always loved being in sales, and particularly doing presentations, was to see people out in the audience where that light bulb goes on. It kind of gives me goosebumps that, oh, you know what? Now I get it. Now I see why you do this. So it's really been a lot of fun. You know, it's nice to see people out in the audience taking that first step on the road and helping to at least share the map, because you know, there's a lot of fear out there when it comes to the real estate business. They think it's really risky, but using the Lifestyles model, it's not. You know, your hand is held, and there are mentors there with decades of experience that can help you go down and give you an effective map to get that lifestyle that you deserve. So
good,
it's
stuff.
Nice to be able to share that with people.
Good stuff, Chuck. Yeah, and I'm just looking at the schedule here. We've got a number of those free workshops coming up this week in Austin on Tuesday. That's the 15th of October. And then in Houston on Thursday, which is the 17th. Both of those are in the evening. And if you're in the Dallas area, we've got one at 9 in the morning on Saturday, a little bit more flexible for those that may be working or have kids, et cetera. And we're outside of Texas, too. Miami, Florida, on the 23rd, which is a Wednesday. I don't suppose you're flying down to Miami, are you, Chuck?
No, I am doing another workshop on the 14th of November, but I am not sure where that's going to be, because we do them in Plano and Fort Worth and in Dallas here.
Okay. And that was on the 14th?
Yes.
Okay, well, stay tuned if you're listening. That would be a great one to get to, especially if you're interested in the independent rental owner path. And I want to tell you, if you do want to create a more effective roadmap to your financial future, you can give us a call at 866-945-6565 to register for that workshop. Again, that's 866-945-6565, or visit us at lifestylesunlimited.com. And if you do want to just skip that free workshop and get on board straight away, go to buymylifeback.com. That's buymylifeback.com, and put in the promo code Andy. You'll get an immediate $500 discount that'll drop the rate to $240 to get into the Financial Freedom Program, and you'll get started down that path. And I'll tell you, you can find us on the air every day of the week and enjoy our podcasts at lifestylesunlimited.com. Just click on the radio tab. Yeah, I look forward to talking with you again soon on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. Thanks, Chuck.
Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.